The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with him for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon, around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "The last ones worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I'm not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Start with a few ideas on the saint that we celebrate today. If we ask the Filipinos, what is your most famous saint, most would say San Lorenzo Ruiz, who's a very well-known Filipino saint. If you ask the Portuguese, it's probably going to be Saint Anthony of Padua. But if you ask the Peruvians, they would say two saints. Saint Martin of Porres is a very famous saint in Peru, but also the saint that we celebrate today, Saint Rose of Lima. When she was a little child, a little baby, the nurse said, "Qué hermosa rosa. Que hermosa rosa." Very poetic, huh? You understand Spanish, huh? And her name was Isabella, but because of what this nurse said, "Que hermosa rosa," what does that mean in English? What a beautiful little rose. They called her rose or rosa. Now, what I'm telling you is going to probably shock most of you, is that she was very, very beautiful. And she was aware of it. What do most beautiful women do today that don't have faith? They flaunt it. You know it. They flaunt it. Flaunted meaning that they make everyone keenly aware of the fact that they are attractive. And they'll use all the cosmetics in the world, the exotic hairdos, no? So that everyone is keenly aware of their innate physical beauty. Right? Rosa Lima actually put pepper on her face and tried to cut her face so that men would not look at her with lust. Wow! I've never heard that before. Because she didn't want anyone to look at her and commit a sin by looking at her. So obviously she would be the patron saint of modesty in reparation for all women and men also. Hey, women are not the only ones in this persons in this world that can fall to vanity, men too. But this woman teaches us the importance of the interior beauty of soul. Because she was a very beautiful woman in her body, but her soul was even more beautiful. Right now, she's a beautiful saint being honored in heaven throughout the world. Another point I'd like to make is this. Rosa of Lima probably never lost her baptismal innocence. You know what that means? Well, if you don't, I'll tell you. She most likely never committed a mortal sin, which you have in the life of saints like Dominic Savio, Maria Goretti, the confessor of St. Therese Little Flower said also, most likely Little Flower, I would say St. Faustine also. Many of saints that went through their whole life. St. Alfonso Liguori lived to be 90. And they had such a deep prayer life, such a deep union with God that they never committed a mortal sin in their whole life. Now, I like literary contrasts. Most of us do not have that. She died, Rosa Lima. You know how old she was? You don't know? I'll tell you. If you give me permission. No? She died when she was 30 years younger than me. She was almost half my age. She died when she was 31. Okay. Who was converted after living a sinful life at 31 years? I'll give you a hint. Toli legit. How's your Latin? Toli legit. It was a man who lived a very sinful life. He was addicted to sex and impurity for many years. He had one of the most keen intellects in the world. He was born in Africa, a Roman colony in Africa. St. Augustine of Canterbury. No. St. Augustine of Hippo, okay? Remember hippopotamus, hippo, okay? He said, give me chastity, but not yet, okay? That was his prayer, okay? Toli legit. So he went to the garden. There was a Bible there. He opened it up and he read Romans 13:13. Do any of you know Romans 13:13? No, Father, we're not Protestants. Okay, well, I'll tell you. Do not give in to the provisions of the flesh, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 13:13. And finally, after 31 years of life, he had sown his wild oats, as we say. He had an illegitimate son, Adeodatus, who would die when he was very young. He goes to his mother with tears and says, Mom, I'm ready to be baptized. And they go to St. Ambrose, who was the Archbishop of Milan. And he was baptized and received all of his sacraments. So, look at this. When Rose of Lima was dying, St. Augustine was being converted. See the idea of the parable of Jesus today? Some were called at 9, others were called at 12, others were called at 3, others were called at 5. So I'm trying to give you a parallel in the life of the saint we celebrate today and other saints with the gospel today. Can I mention another saint that was converted close to the same time? The Filipinos made a great movie on him about 2 years ago. Hello? Saint Ignatius. Saint Ignatius was converted also when he was older. Mary Magdalene. Saint Mary of Egypt was a former prostitute. And these individuals, they were converted, but they went on to become great super saints. I say that, great super saints. How many people here are older than 31? Okay, most of you, right? Except the three altar servers, and one of them is probably getting pretty close, huh? Okay. Hey, my friends, you can all become great saints. Do you believe it? No matter what age you are, no matter what you've done in your past, if you want to become a great saint, right now you can. The grace is available for all of you. Do you believe it? Last thing I'd like to say is this. This Friday, I will be celebrating a Mass for a saint. And it's one of your little nephews who's with us today. Your nephew, Mateo, right? He was 5 months and about 2 weeks old, and a couple days ago he died. He was in Children's Hospital. His mother did all she possibly could. Elizabeth and Fabian did all they possibly could to save the little boy. But he died. I baptized him, so the little boy had all the health complications you can imagine. Problems with his lungs, problems with his heart, I mean, he had problems with breathing. I mean, he had all the imaginable health complications. He died. So what I'm going to say in the Mass on Friday is we're not going to be praying for him, we're going to be praying to him. And I say that very, very rarely as a priest. We're going to be not going to be praying for him, we're going to be praying to him. Why? He's a saint. He never, like Rose of Lima, even more so, he never committed one actual slightest venial sin in his whole life. He is among the holy innocents. The holy innocents died when they were very young. this little child died when he was very young. And it's very painful, but also there's a lot of joy. It's semi-sweet. It's painful because who on earth likes to see a little baby, innocent baby die? No, none of us, especially the mother and the father. But we know that this little child is a jewel in the crown of Mary. Okay, let me give you another contrast. About 30 years ago, a 61-year-old man, my age, was baptized on his deathbed. And shortly after he was baptized, he received baptism, communion, confirmation on his deathbed. And his name was Claude Edward Broome Sr. This is my grandfather. He was baptized on his deathbed. It took my years, 61 years, and five children and a mother and a wife to be begging the Lord for the guy's conversion. And it took 61 years after being a lawyer, high-ranked army official, the head of the police department in Detroit, an author, a man with many, many talents, incredible talents. But the faith came only at the very end of his life. My friends, that's my interpretation of this parable today. The parable of Jesus is our great, but they really make you think. If you read the parable, you say, hey, that's unfair. Why are we working 9 hours and this guy's worked 45 minutes? You give him the same pay. Hey, the whole idea is God's mercy is infinite. So let's pray that we'll be able to understand this parable. All the parables of Jesus, they're great. They're not always easy to understand. We've got to keep digging deeper and deeper and deeper. But all of you right now, if you want to become great saints, you can start right now. Amen.